Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. We continue our coverage of the war and what is happening in Israel. Professor Zev Kanin is the professor at the Department of Political Science at Bar-Ilan University. Over the last while, we have seen that Israel has moved into a much more aggressive operation in Jenin that has now been expanded. What does this mean and why now? Professor, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I hope you are doing well as your listeners.
I am indeed. And our listeners definitely are great today. So just to try and understand, because obviously the focus was Gaza, but even at the time we saw that it was very important for Israel to try and understand what was happening on the West Bank and to make sure that it wasn't fighting that war at the same time. That said, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen an increase in the activity in Jenin and the other areas. What is the latest there?
Well, you always ask me a million-dollar question, I will try to answer. The story is the following. As you know, Israel is fighting on seven fronts since the 7th of October 2023. And this fight is not limited with Gaza or Lebanon / Hezbollah or Iran and Iranian proxies all over the Middle East, in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, and so on and so forth. The story at the moment is that looks like that Israel, together with the Israeli allies, United States, Britain, and some other countries, including Arab countries, by the way, let me open the brackets and say that probably current visit of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is one of the issues, is actually normalizing relations or attempts to normalize the relations with Saudi Arabia. But the war is not over. Or we may say that in spite of the fact that war is Gaza is over, the battle isn't. Israel has to fight on other fronts. And despite of the fact that Iranian bloc is, I wouldn't say deadly, but very substantially damaged, still, we have to take care about other sources of radical Islamist terror. And at the moment, Judea and Samaria, what they call in the world the West Bank of the Jordan River, is one of the most important issues. In fact, Hamas, which is trying to persuade everybody that they're peaceful and negotiable and handshaking and whatever you can say about that, the organization which are thinking about peace all over the world and prosperity and nothing more, it was a joke, as you understand. Now they're trying to show that they're ready to complete the deal of exchange of Israeli hostages on Palestinian Arab terrorists hoarded in Israeli prisons. And if they will break the deal from inside, it will be a big problem for them. So they are trying to activate their cells on the other places, and Judea and Samaria, actually one of the places like that, in Palestinian Arab population centers, in the West Bank or enclaves, you may call it. The popularity of Hamas is very high. So even higher than in the Gaza Strip. In the Gaza, you may say that according to the polls, that it's between two-thirds of the population support Hamas in the West Bank. It grows till 80%. Not on just popularity and dispopularity, non-popularity of Palestinian administration, corrupt and ineffective. Due to this fact, Hamas is looked like many people there in the West Bank. They see Hamas as the positive or Islamist as the positive solution for their problems. And they're trying now to enrich as much as possible with the arms and with the forces and instructions, both Iran and Hamas, with the Hamas cells, in order to challenge Israel from the east. At this point of view, the Israeli government or military political leadership has nothing else to do but to open a substantial campaign on the level of defensive shield, like it used to be during the Second Intifada days in the early 2000, in 2001, in 2002. At the moment, we have nothing to do but to come back to this model of behavior. And of course, Jenin and other places with the major concentration of terrorist militants are the first in line.
Is this doing the Palestinian authorities, to some extent, doing the work of the Palestinian authorities? Because perhaps by getting rid of this element of the terrorist, it assists them to take more control of these areas.
Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazen, and other descendants of Yasser Arafat, of course, they are not interested to clash directly with Hamas, on one hand. On the other hand, they understand that if they will not do that, or at least show that they or make an image as if they are fighting with them or opposing them, they will become irrelevant totally in the framework of returning back on the table the situation which was of a so-called deal of the century of Donald Trump. After change of administration, in Washington, the situation changed, I wouldn't say completely, but quite substantially. So now we are talking back. We are back with normalization with Saudi Arabia. We are back with the deal of the century, where the normalization of relations with between Israel and Arab world might also contain the Palestinian issue, but as very marginal. Saudis and other Saudi allies, they're talking about like two-state solutions still, but everybody understands that it will be a very distant future, if at all. So for Abu Mazen, it's very important not to lose this infrastructure that was built up by Yasser Arafat and his team, just accumulation of huge resources provided by the Western world, by Israel, first of all, and in some way by Arab countries, just concentration in the hands of this local elite and its division and redistribution within the patron client networks. Very corrupt, very problematic. But still, they wouldn't like to destroy, that this structure will be destroyed. And they're trying to show that they're somehow doing against Hamas still. When it became clear, yes, we remember that like a few weeks ago, a month ago, Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas sent his troops to Jenin in order to stop some of the and fight some of the Hamas militants. The whole story was one killed, several wounded, and a couple of people, a few people were, I would say few people, were arrested, but it was just a show rather than something serious. So, but of course, the last sentence, if you please. But of course, while thinking about the day after in Gaza and also in Judea Samaria, Abu Mazen is not interested to be out of the game.